from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is from Sauce Gardner. He's recently gone all in on his golf game, and he posts the following. I never thought I would say this, but golf is harder than football. Do you agree, my friend?
Amen, brother. As a resident golfer on this little panel we have here today, I can tell you that golf is way harder than football. I played 9 years in the National Football League off pure talent. I've been trying to hit the golf ball for 20 years, and I still haven't mastered that.
That is Sauce Gardner.
Booger McFarland.
On Sauce Gardner.
On Sauce Gardner, okay.
It is hard. It's a hard game.
It's a hard game. No two shots are ever the same. I'll tell you that later when I'm on the course. I'm sure I'll have that happen a million times. For one drive will go right down the middle. The next one will be pulled. The next one will be faded. You know, I am not like most, where like one common problem is often it's not that drastic usually, but I'll go left rough and then the next one be on the right, in the right rough. I'm not often like hitting it like driver. I'm actually not that bad. Like it won't go off in like 10 miles into the woods, but
yesterday
it's all over the place.
I hit a tee shot. I pulled a 5-wood because it's a dogleg hole. You can't really hit driver, and I hit it to where I thought could be out of bounds, so I hit a provisional. And I hit the perfect shot on my provisional shot.
Ah, the provisional.
And yep. Turned out I didn't need it. I was in bounds by about 2 feet. But it's like, that to me is maybe the most frustrating part about golf, is you'll hit two shots in a row. The one that really matters, your first shot, will be terrible. And then your second shot, you'll do exactly. Player B. Player B is undefeated. Scratch golfer, player B.
Yep. 803-0550 is the phone number. Open championship underway. We're talking Allen. We compared him to Rory in the last segment. I kind of like that as a comparison. Scott in Rochester is next up. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. I had a golf question, but I just wanted to say the point you made the last second, the way McDermott and his defense disappears in the playoffs, that is my main reason why I think it might be time to move on from Sean McDermott. Because if you handicap yourself with a defensive head coach and then neither the defense or the head coach shows up in the playoffs when it matters most, what do you really have? But my golf question, and this kind of comes to mind every time the golf talk heats up. In your heart of hearts, do you really hold golfers like Scottie Scheffler? I'm not a golf guy, but I know he's arguably one of the best golfers in the world.
Yep.
Do you hold him in the same athletic nature as you hold Josh Allen or Connor McDavid or Shohei Ohtani? for me, it's hard for me to get there, but I was curious what you guys thought.
It's a good question. I think no, because golf is so much larger of a field, and even Tiger at his peak, would you, well, maybe. Maybe Tiger at the absolute best, but no other time in human history have you expected a golfer to like win every tournament or win every major. You know what I mean? Like, the pressure isn't really the same unless you're like Rory in the last tournament where you're leading and there's only a couple of holes to go. Like, okay, now we expect you to win. Greg Norman, when he's up by 9 shots going into the final round, like, there comes a time where, okay, now we expect you to win. Going into a tournament, though, I mean, there's a reason why. Like, Scheffler was Scheffler the favorite for this weekend? He probably was, wasn't he?
He's up there, yeah.
But what would his odds have been? What would the favorite's odds have been? Like, plus 400?
Yeah, maybe.
Any other favorite in any other sport is, like, minus money to win something.
Mm-hmm.
So, I do think golf is different in that way. Like, there's never an expectation going into a tournament that you're going to win. Again, if you play well, you get to Sunday and you're in the lead, or you got a couple holes to go and you're in the lead, like, then that's when the pressure ramps up. And that's where the Rory conversation comes in, because he cracked. There's no other way to say it. He admitted to it a little earlier in the week.
Consistently cracked. JT back to 2 under, by the way.
All right, back to tied for the lead. It still is incredible the way Rory has gone. The big difference between him and the Bills, obviously, is he's won. It just was so long ago. It was so long ago. He won 10 years ago. But in recent years, he's the Bills. He's constantly one of the best. Maybe only one guy in the world is better, but he can't get the big trophy. Nick in Buffalo is next up. What's up, Nick?
Hey, I'll try to tie it into golf here, but I feel like golfers that are better, maybe just on the public course, maybe on the tour, they show up when it matters and they make the big putts and make the big chips, the big big shots when it matters. In terms of the Bills, I feel like McDermott, he is a very good regular season coach, but when the playoffs come and it's crunch time and the coaches are really game planning and doing everything that they can, I don't think I've ever left a playoff game thinking, man, like, McDermott really outcoached the other team. A couple games in mind would be like the Dolphins game when we played a third string quarterback and they had us. We were, I would say, in control, but it was a lot closer than it should have been playing a third string quarterback. I think Mike White put up over 20 points. And then that Bengals game, I think it would have been right after with the snow conditions. I know there was a lot going on, but there were plenty of things where the Bengals adjusted their offense. They put Jamar Chase in the backfield. They did what they had to do to get their playmaker the ball and adjust what they did on offense based on the weather conditions. I felt like we were like, you know what? We are who we are, and we're going to go out there and do it. To an extent, that's fine, but you got to adjust if it's not working. And I feel like, especially at halftime, I just don't see the adjustments or the just the changes that you need from an elite head coach that you see with an Andy Reid or some of these other coaches, like even a Zach Taylor. So
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Thanks, Nick. Adjustment talk I usually kind of throw to the side because I feel like Peyton Manning kind of showed everybody a year ago on the Manning cast that it's hogwash. At least most of it is. To me, like McDermott for these games, I kind of want to narrow it to the Chief games. I guess you could expand it on because there are not no games. There's not a lot. Like, he did a great job, and his defense did a great job against Baltimore. 4 years ago now, that's the 2020 playoffs, or I guess 3 years ago because it was the calendar year 21, but they held Lamar Jackson and Baltimore to 3 points. That was a great game by their defense. Otherwise, what do I got? 24 against Phillip Rivers' Colts. All right, fine. Not worried about that one. They gave up 38 to Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. They gave up 42 to Kansas City in the 13-second game. They gave up 27 to Kansas City in a year that Patrick Mahomes just told you yesterday they weren't even having fun because it was going so poorly. They weren't even enjoying their 12-win season or whatever it was, winning playoff games because they didn't think it was going well. They weren't scoring points on anybody. They limped into the playoffs. Their offense was not the same. And they walked in against the Bills, and that offense that couldn't move the ball consistently for a month and a half threw for 9 yards an attempt. They averaged almost a first down per pass attempt in that game. The Bills didn't have their linebackers. I know, like, there are built-in excuses to some of these, but the overall scope of why Allen hasn't made it deeper in the playoffs in these Kansas City games is not to do with Allen. It's to do with their defense has never had, for whatever reason in the postseason only, has never had a single answer for Patrick Mahomes. You don't have to stop him. You don't have to dominate him. You're never going to do that. But there's never been an ability to keep him in check. You can't even keep him. You can't even keep it near a pedestrian level. And I don't know how that happens. Is it scheme? Is it adjustments? I tend to think it's not adjustments. I tend to think it is the scheme. It's that the only team. Well, a couple teams have had. Baltimore had. You mentioned this. A tweeter sent us a point about how Baltimore didn't score a point in the second half of the AFC Championship game. That Kansas City, go look at that game. And tell me when Josh Allen, this is the point that the tweeter made, so I'm kind of stealing it, but show me the game that Allen got that benefit of he was going head-to-head with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs, and his defense had a half like that AFC Championship game saw, where Baltimore, look, you want to know the last 9 drives of that game? AFC Championship game against Baltimore, that they won. The Chiefs started off with 2 touchdowns. Their first 2 drives, they had 2 touchdowns, okay? After that, turnover on downs, punt, field goal, punt, 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 end of game. They went 3.5 quarters doing nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. And they're the best defense in football, kept them in it and won them the game.
The Bengals, they had an answer for 1 half. They rushed 3, and their defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo, figured something out, and they... What was that game? Did they hold the Chiefs to no points in that second half also? It's been done. It's not impossible. We've seen 2 teams do it. Baltimore in this AFC Championship game held the Chiefs to 3 points for 3.5 quarters. The Bengals shut them out in an AFC Championship game. It can be done. but it hasn't been done by this defense. That's more on the hook for Allen not having the hardware than Allen's play is. All right, we won't belabor this all day. Unless you want to get in on it. 803-0550 is the phone number. Is anything we're saying over the top wrong? It's a McDermott conversation, I guess, if you really want to, you know, read into like where this is all headed. 803-0550, Open Championship. Two under is still the score. I mean, there are guys out there.
There's a lot of guys at two under.
Your boy Russell Henley. I mean, he's birdies one
Henley
right now.
Henley and McNeely.
He's in the lead.
Been saying it for weeks.
You bet Henley?
Yeah.
If he birdies? What's the would you ever cash out?
Oh,
he's the leader after round one.
No, I put $10 on it. I would never cash.
No, yeah, it's not.
There's no point in cashing out.
Time out here. Anthony in Buffalo, if you're on hold, we'll get to you when we come back here in WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability, durability, and versatility built in. Like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
CEC Turf and Tractor. On the web at cecturfandtractor.com.